Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds
of the Living Water, Sounds of the Living Water, Radio Show. Shalom, shalom, everyone. Grace and peace to Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All praise to the Most High God of Israel in the name of Jesus Christ. I just want to say good morning and blessings to you all. Welcome to another episode of the Sounds of Living Waters. This morning, this is now the Sunday morning Fruit of the Spirit study class. Yes, every Sunday morning, God willing we live, we're going to have the Fruits of the Spirit Sunday morning class. Now, it doesn't matter what side of the Fruits of the Spirit we're going to examine. But we're gonna examine them all, you know. We're gonna really try to purge out that old fruit that we've been probably carrying. We don't even know that's there. So what we wanna do is start identifying that fruit and asking the Father to, you know, remove that from us and purge us from it and replace it with something that we didn't know that we need, you know. Which is either the fruit that lead to life. So we want to plant those things where those other things were, because you want to definitely replace it with something, because you don't want to find something there that's ungarnished ever. So if you uproot something there, make sure you plant something good there. So this is going to be kind of, it's going to be in that direction. Pruning our trees, amen, so that we can bear that fruit, you know, before God, that he will find us out, whatever it may be, whatever your fruit may be. It could be anything in this world. The only thing he said for us is to not eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Everything else is good. Amen. So let's get into this. Those of us, if we can, stand face Jerusalem, and brothers, cover our heads, and sisters, if you can, cover your heads, your first spot. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual gifts upon us. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren in their family. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but the light in blessing us because they see your light and your kindness upon us, Father. Have mercy on them and their families as well. And Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their children and their families. And Father, have mercy and send forth your Holy Spirit and give us a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and the faith to perform it. And Father, have mercy on them that hear us and send forth your Holy Spirit upon them as well. And give them to a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and the faith. In Jesus' name we pray. For your mercies endure forever. Amen. So once again, this is the Sunday morning fruits of the Spirit. Now, the thing is that we have to understand what is the fruit of the Spirit. You see, these are those things. When did he stop pouring out the gifts of the Spirit? That's the other thing. So we want to go to when he started pouring out the gift of the Spirit, when he first planted it in us. This is that thing. You want to go there. So, Genesis chapter 1 and 26. Genesis chapter 1 and 26. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. That's the first two fruits of the Spirit that we're going to receive. That's the first one he said, let us make man our image. So, well, one thing we know is that he's holy. And, you know, in the mindset, both physically. So he said, when he's given us this life, we are in the image of him. Perfect. Like, that's why we love babies and children so much, because you can see the pureness, right? So he says, let us make man in our image, right? So Adam and Eve, when Adam was created, and we're going to bring in Eve in the picture, but when Adam was created, he was created in a perfect form. He was created in the image of God. So this is that thing. What does it mean? He said, let us make man in our image, right? That's a plural. We're going to get into that. But right now we need to understand the fruits of the Spirit. The first gift of the Spirit is that he created us in this thing that he called an image. What is it? Image. Concept, apprehension, conceit. So he's saying the first fruits of the Spirit he's given us is that we would have perception, concept. This is what we would have. We would have apprehension. That means you would be able to apprehend a conversation or be able to receive, or you'll be forming thought and able to return thought. He's given us the spirit of thought. So that's letting us know that he's consciousness, because this is the first thing he's given us, the spirit of thought, that we will be able to understand that we are presence, consciousness. What else it says? It says construct, figure, idea. See, we looking at ourselves in the mirror, and we really want to be our best selves, you know, at all times, because that thing, that little bitty thing that echoes from the foundation of the creation is saying, you're created in the image of God. You should take better care of yourself, because that's my body. asking us to work out and get it together because that's the voice you're hearing. You know, when you know you're not really doing what you're supposed to be doing, but that's it. It come under image. And then it's an ideal. That will, you're going to be able to form ideas. So he's giving us the spirit of creativity. Creativity. Man, I got to look this word up, ideal, okay? I don't think I ever looked up ideal before. But this falls under the first fruits of the spirit, which is under image. You know, I get it. Don't get me wrong. Ideal, okay. Absolute, classic, complete, consummate, excellent, exemplary, fitting, flawless, have it all, indefectible, optimal. Conceptual, dreamlike. Ooh, he gave us the idea of dreams. That separates us from just being brought out of nothing, because a big bang would be like a stick of dynamite, right? I don't care how many times you blow up a stick of dynamite, it would have never teach you how to dream. It would never give you that. So he's telling us that when he created us in the image, he didn't just say he was talking about us physically. We get that, right? But he said, he's telling you, I dream. So I'm giving you the capacity that, well, I do. And he also used these things called dreams as portals or conversations between you and him. So he had to implant this thing of ideal in this image, because that's the conversation between man and God in dreams. Let's look at that quickly. I'm gonna come back to this. I'm coming back to these two images and ideal, but I gotta read this. What I mean at this point, this is Job and I think it's 14. Job 33 and 14, 15. Well, yeah, 14. He says, for God speaketh once, yea, twice, yet man perceive it not. So God is talking to man, right? To a man, right? It said man, not me, and he said man. So he's calling somebody, right? This is your call. And it goes on, it says, in a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falleth upon men, and the slumbering upon their bed, then he opened the ears of men and sealed their instructions. See, that's why he had to create him in this image, that they had this portal right here between man and God. You don't have to be holy to be able to interpret dreams. You don't have to be holy to have your dreams and visions to come pass. It's a gift. It's a gift. Some of us don't even dream at all. You see, that's another thing. So, he said, he opened the ears and sealeth up his instruction that he may withdraw man from his purpose. What do you mean? Man is built on committing suicide. So, he's withdrawing us from our purpose. It's to withdraw from man from his purpose and hide pride from man. And that's the next thing. Pride. That's that thing in the flesh that we think we gotta prove will be better than somebody else or a one-up or something like that. Whether it be for good or evil, we do that. And it's pride. It ain't just satanic no matter how we look at it. You can't never justify pride, man. That's an ego trip beyond our measure, that you can't receive humbleness or meekness because you're too much in pride. That's the devil. The high pride from man. Can't tell me you're full of the spirit and you got pride like this. That's the devil. End of it. He said, the high price of man to keep his soul from the pit, the grave, and the lake of fire. That's the second devil. That's what he said. To keep keep back his soul from the pit and his life from perishing from the sword, which is the word of God, which is the testimony. You dig? Huh. We don't want no parts of that conversation. So he created this thing called image that he can have a conversation between us and him through dreams, which is through idea. Watch this again. Idea. Well, okay. I'm going from the top here. Abstraction, aim, approximity, belief, brainstorm, clue, concept, conception, conclusion, conviction, design, doctrine, end, essence, estimate, fancy, feelings, slash, form, guess, hit, hypnosis, import, and impressions, inkling, intentions, interpretation, imitation, judgment, meaning, notion, object, objective, opinion, pattern, perception, plan, purpose, reason, scheme, sense, signification, solution, suggestion, suspension, teaching, theory, thought, understanding, viewpoint. He gave that to us when he created us in his image. This is the spiritual side of that, right? Then we got, once again, that's the up under image. This fall under image, idea, and it goes on. Perfect, absolute, classic, complete, excellent. That's another question. Complete, imaginary, so we can imagine things. Intellectual, you don't get the gift of imagination from the Big Bang Theory. You can't, that's a spirit. Your imagination is a spirit, so that's impossible to come from a pow or a boom. What was that? Imaginary, intellectual, mental, what? But we got to realize this is pureness. This is without sin. That this is what he gave us from the go. We're supposed to be seeking this without the sin of sin in our presence. This is the mind that he gave us from gold that will purify us, and pre-eventually we may get that refiner's fire if we seek these things out. But this is the stuff that'll really burn that garbage off of us when we get back to holiness. Anyway, it says notion. Out of reach, theoretical, transcendental, okay, unattainable, unearthly, unreal, utopian, visionary, mirror, okay, dreamer, enthusiast, escapist, optimistic. These are all fruits of the spirit, people, that comes under the image. This is the fruits of the spirit. Let's keep reiterating that these are the fruits of the spirit that's up on the image. We haven't even gotten out of that yet, right? We need this, an investigation of the script. So it says this, exemplary, goal. So he's giving us the spirit of a goal to do something and try to obtain it, like to be the best. So to be an athlete and be driven is from God. To be a scientist, to strive to be the best, that's from God. Or a scholar or a doctor, you got goals, that's from God. It says this, pattern, perfection, standard, optimist, yeah, there we go, radical, romancer, oh, he gave us sexual drives, Sexual drive came with the image of God. Ooh. But it comes under the ideal, which is spiritual. So your sexual drives are spiritual. Romancer, romantic, romancistic, seer. Ooh, they're going to give of the spirit that you be able to see. That's that thing. Like I said, you don't have to be baptized to have this gift. These things come without repentance. You know, Adam had all of it. Adam was created in the image of God. When he created Adam, Adam was 100% literal. He was 100% literal. He was Jesus Christ. Everything Jesus could do, Adam could do it. Everything. Walk on water. Flying on a hurricane or on a tornado, Adam did all of that. Why not? There's no fear of death. The fear of death didn't come in until they ate from the fruit. Aside from that, how else can the Lord bring all the animals to the Lord to Adam unless he take them on the water and show them what whales look like? Because he identified whales and fish in the creation. So he had to show Adam what a whale and a fish look like by taking him on the water like he did with Peter. So no, I'm not. Adam is the bomb. He just made a mistake like all of us do. You know what I mean? But other than that, Adam is God. He was the son. He was created in this image right here. That's what he was created in, this image. In the image of God, he has these types of the fruits of the Spirit without limit. Without limit. He used 100% of his brain. He was 100% cerebral. Yes. He was an interpreter. He could interpret. He was an enigma. He thought in parables. All of that. That's why we got these gifts even to this day, because they came from him, because we all created Adam's image. And Adam is still giving out gifts. So how far Adam was up the food chain for us to still be receiving things from him? Wait a minute. And that's 100% him. That's what Jesus was right there. This says seer. So Adam could see, he had visions and he saw things. The Lord gave him things like that in dreams. He had all of that. Theorizer. He was able to talk back to God. Transcended. Utopian, of course, that's the Garden of Eden, right? It would be a utopia. And it says a visionary. So he has the idea he can vision things and see things for himself and plan things, which it told you that he built a city. So he had to have vision. It says abstract, right? Visionary, abstract. Some of us don't think the same. It said we're going to be visionary, abstracted. So some of us, like that's why he got Matthew's, Luke, Mark, and John. Because some of us, you know, don't jail with that. So sometimes another speech, another identification of the speech, you will see it from another perspective. So this is that other thing right here, that some of us are visionaries, but it's in an abstract sort of manner. That's why you got abstract art and music, you know, according to man. But it says this. Cynical, dreamy, idealized, impractical, optimistic, radical, romantic, starry-eyed, unrealistic, utopian. Why would he keep coming back to the Garden of Eden? Because that's really what 100% cerebral is, utopia, right? Okay, let's get back to the image. Finish that. Okay, image. Representation. Wow. So he created us to represent him, right? Counterpart, we'll be with him. He'll be with us. Angel. Oh, there he is. That's a fellow servants, right? Fellow brethren. Appearance. So we're going to look like him, like Jesus did, you know. Jesus and Adam had to look exactly the same, because if God created Adam in his image, then this scripture testified that when Peter and the apostles and when the disciples was looking at Jesus Christ, they were actually looking at the face of Adam. 100. Watch this. It says in Hebrews 1, God, who at sundry times in divers manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, who have in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, who he have appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. Who being, well, worlds don't mean like the earth. Worlds are different parts, like Texas and Illinois and New York and California. Those are two different, those are four different worlds in themselves. So this is what he's talking about, mindsets of the people, which he did at Babel. That's when he created the worlds, because he gave everybody different speech. Who being in the brightness of his glory, the express image of his person. See, that's Adam. And being in the express image of his glory, the express image of his person. And upholding all things by his word and power. That's Adam. Because he was there with him. He taught him himself. You see, and when he had by himself purged out and sat down on the right hand of Majesty on high, see, that's Jesus Christ. See, excuse me. He's the express image of Adam. Adam was made in the image of God. So these two faces were the exact same. That's why I said Adam and Jesus had the same gifts. Adam could manipulate things. He could manipulate time and space. Adam was ambidextrous. Adam could write a poem with his right hand and a prescription with his left hand. Or he could write two different prescriptions with both hands simultaneously. That's 100% surrender. Adam was 100%. That's why we can reach that. First Corinthians 15, I got to read this part because it kind of tied up for me. This one I got locked on it. And I said, man, Jesus and Adam looked the exact same. Because it says this. First Corinthians 15:45, as it is written, the first Adam was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. That's why when I read that Hebrews, I get that him and Adam looked exactly the same. They look exactly the same. They had the exact same appearance, and whatever they look like, that's what Melchizedek looked like, the father. That's what he looked like, because both of them was made in his image. So whatever face they had, that's where they were looking in the face of God, especially when he started shouting. Well, anyway, let's get back to that, because we had image. Says this. Carbon, der ringer, double, drawing, equal. Equal. Okay, that's why Adam had all those gifts. That's why Jesus had all those gifts. People ask, well, how can Jesus be born without a man? Go ask Adam. They both had the same gifts. Both of them was created from the earth. Idol. We can be our own worst idol. Of course, trust that. illustration, likeness, match, model, photocopy, picture, portrait, reflection, replica, similar to, spit an image, statue, conception, construction, figure, ideal, impression, intelligence, mental picture, notion, perception, phantasm, thought, and vision. That's also what he gave under the image he gave us, the spiritual gifts of these things. Because he told us, he said, a man without vision is going to perish. You see, so he spoke those things in existence. What else it says here? Okay, we're good there, right? Okay, let's get back into Genesis, because we're dealing with the first gift of the Spirit that he poured out on us. We act like that came with the baptism. No, he gave us these things before sin came into the picture. We got to go back and dig up that kind of dirt. You know what I mean? So we gotta go back and prune that stuff. We got to go back and see if we can find that again. You know, because that's where it's at. You know, you can't get no closer to God until you start digging and nurturing the earth pruning the earth like that, and which is ourselves. That's what I'm getting at, for these gifts, because they're there. You know, so let's get back to that script again. So we got that image thing, right? We got the image that, you know, he's given us the spiritual, mental concept that we can think and act like him on the highest level as Jesus Christ, as Adam, right? Right. Okay, so now, with that being said, Genesis 1 and 20, I'm back to Genesis 1 and 26. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Now, this is a different conversation. Image and likeness, even though they can coexist, these are two different spirits. And they give off different fruit. So, yes, some of the fruit is going to resemble each other because its owner is in his image. But likeness is a different spirit. So this is a different fruit that he gave us when he created us in his image, from his image, right? So let's look up likeness. Likeness. Like. Similar, according to, akin, alike, ally. So that's why you see, I and my Father are one, and you and I are one. So he created from the goal that we were going to be one with, you know, spiritually. Let's see. Aligning, approximate, close, coextensive, commensurate, comparable, conforming, see. Like and image is two different spirits. This is when you turn into him, because I was like, I was telling my number five, I was telling him, I said, look, you were born into this thing. So when you was coming out the earth, you didn't have to know about those things. We taught you those things out the gate. We had to conform into him. You see, so this is a difference. So God of Israel is showing us that if Adam don't have, Adam dropped the ball, we can still be in his likeness. Here, this is that resurrection thing. We can still be conformed into him. So he said conform, we can turn into him. Wait a minute, how can I turn into him if I'm created in his image? Because this is the restoration. This is that thing he replenishes. This is that conversation of likeness that It's another thing. It's another spirit altogether. It's not image is the first fruit. This one here is you coming from somewhere. Image is in-house. Likeness is coming from across the street. Some of us was like, that's like he calling the quick and the dead at the same time. You know, God forbid that we can prevent the dead while we, you know, because we alive. No, the dead is going to rise first, and then us which remain shall be caught up together in a cloud with them, so shall we ever be with the Lord. This is that conversation. You got both of them right here, in the image and likeness. Some of us going to be turned into him. Some of us coming out the grave in his image. See that? He had to speak that because some of us is going to, that's why he say in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, poof, it's going to happen. But some of us is going to be conformed. Well, others have already been turned into him. The quick is going to be conformed. Those that are living is going to be conformed. So he had to speak the spirit into existence. Comparableness, comparison, conformity, copy, counterpart, dead ringer, distinction, ditto, double. See, that's the image part of it. Equality. See, now here comes the spiritual part of likeness is that you're going to be equal. A man of my own image. A man of my equal. You know, things of that nature. This is why we do have anarchy. I mean, archaism in our culture because I ain't trying to say anarchy because that means chaos, but we got this rule that you have a head and the trickle down theory that you have people funding. Well, this is that conversation that he gave us this mindset under likeness because he's a king and we should understand what rule is. That come under likeness. Anyway, it says image. Well, there it is. Identity. What? Identity. Form. Equivalence, portrait, picture, replica, reproduction. They're going to gift of scene, so to say. We can replicate ourselves, cloning, test tubes. God forbid, you know, we know about the first test tube, baby, but what about all the thousands that they got from the sperm banks and stuff like that? And they just use them for guinea pigs, for whatever science they saw fit. Go buy one. They don't know nothing. They don't know shit. They just test tubes. All they know is they come to service and to fill a desire, to fill a quest, whatever it may be. And that's the end. But you could, yeah, they hit. Where they at? All these sperm banks go to. When they ran off, they had enough of them, right? Maybe we're creating super soldiers, right? Who knows? Just a thought. Anyway, he said we could do it because we're reading it in the law, right? We at that point that now we can create ourselves. Test tubes. Some say we could clone one another. We could clone each other, and that's an old science in itself. Actually Egyptians, I'm like, no, I can't roll with that, but I get today it's a probability because if we're cloning dogs, then I know we already experienced on bastards, things that they're supposed to be destroyed. So I'm not far from that, but because the law said we were going to do it and that we had power to. It is a double equivalent form identity image lookalike model parallelism photocopy picture portrait replica. That keeps stalling me right here. Replica. This is a way out spirit, because this is the one we in right now. The 21st century consciousness and seeing this spirit all the time is called cloning. Let's look up this word. Let's look at replica. Okay, almost there. What? Stop. No, I understand. Don't tell me you got it in here. Okay, carbon copy, chip off, door block, clone. There it is. So, replica, clone. He said we could do this. Likeness, clone. He gave us the spirit to do this. Likeness, look-alike, mimic, minister, model, reproducing. Stats, Xerox. So not only that, we got the instruments to reproduce or encourage more healthier sperm counts. We got them things in science now. So he gave us these gifts in the beginning up under likeness, right? Okay. So now we know what replica means. Replica means exactly what it is. Clone, we giving us the spirit of cloning. Without speaking that into existence, those things will not exist. So we got to realize that that's from God. Let's see. Form, God, I'm back in likeness. Identical. Identity, image, look-alike, model, parallelism, photocopy, picture, photographs. This is what I'm getting at. See, without these things being in, where did photographs come from if he didn't give us the spirit of likeness? Exactly. Resemblance, semblance, similarity, smile. What? Oh, okay. Say simili. Simili. Similar to study, uniform, Xerox. Okay. So this is what likeness looked like. And so I told you likeness and image are two different conversations. So let's look at this. He said, Genesis 1 and 26, it says, and God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea. Now, what do dominion is? Because this is another fruit of the spirit. I want to go further into this in the next precept for this. Next Sunday, I want to go further into the dominion part. I'm just going to read this here. And I know people, we all get ready for the feast. Some of us, to whom it may concern. Some of us get ready for the feast today, and some of us are ready already. Hold on. We kept ours last. So we hope that everybody enjoy the feast. Let's see, dominion. Okay. dominion, area of rule. See, so now he's telling us to stake our claims in the planet. He's giving us the spirit of staking our claim. And we want to say that came from caveman, something like that, right? Command, commission, that's an order, that's a drive. He gave us the spirit of drive, you know, to fulfill something. Control, he gave us the spirit to rule over something and control it. That came from an accident. Yep, okay. It says country, district, domain, dominance, domination, empire, enclave, field, government, jurisdiction, management, power, preeminence. These are really big words. I'm reading them in my head, so I'm hoping I'll get planted, right? Privilege, property, providence, realm, like your realm, like your surroundings, regency, regiment, regimentation, region, reign, rule, seniority, sovereignty, you can free yourself, sway, terrain, territory, turf, and walk. So he's given us the gift to free ourselves from this planet. He has speak out of existence. He's got it. That's nothing. But if you don't know nothing about those things, and that's even if you're even looking these words up in the first place. So we're going to stop here. Because these are fruits of the spirit unto themselves, up under dominion. You know, it's a few that I would like to get into right away. You know, but I know that'll be another half an hour. You know, just going into dominion. But we got to look into that because that's the next thing he said. He said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. And then he gave us dominion. Right? So we want to read that. That's the next thing because these also are fruits. These are things that can't just remember to wrap our minds around. These are gifts of the Spirit before sin. Okay, that's the deal. All right, so with that being said, we'll thank everybody for their time. Hope we edify some more brothers and sisters. If y'all flowing in the feast, y'all chopping it up right now and chewing it up right now, God be with you. I hope everything works out. And I hope you receive your offerings both physically and spiritually at your hands. Jesus. Amen. And with that being said, as we say here at the Sounds of Living Water, we encourage all of us, man, not to be ear hustling all the time, but, man, you know, you got to study to show yourself approved, you know. And this is why, you know, I'm really animate on that, you know, if you haven't read your Bible from Genesis to Revelation, I don't think you should say anything. I don't think you have anything to teach, you know, because the law is that he said, eat the whole scroll. We can't eat the whole scroll. We can't eat the whole scroll. And then turn around and say, we've done the will of God. You know what I mean? So I think you have to eat the entire scroll before you teach anything. So please, as we say, you know, during these times, man, hey, keep our heads on the prize. And that's to be created, conformed. Us now, we're working on the confirmation. All right, there we go. Right? Because he said that in Daniel. We should have went there, but we're going to look at that. I'd like to look at that again, so please remind me. Because it fell upon the image that we would be conformed into his image. And it happened, right? And that. So, that being said, hey, everybody, read your Bible.
Sounds of the living water, rain.
radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the most high lost, flee from things taken. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about, come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.